I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing Podcast. I'm Stu Whiffin, joining me always, Christopher Glasson. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fucking ace, mate. We just did a little Hardcore Listing natter. So if you're not a patron, go and sign up to our Patreon. It don't cost you a lot each week. And you can hear me and you record another little
more of a natter and watch.
Yeah, you can do that. You can even watch this episode you're listening to over there.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm good, mate. I'm happy. We had a good little natter. We got out our... some of our frustrations about life.
Look, I'll tell you what, let's carry on plugging the Patreon because we don't ever really do it. So we should say, as Chris said, you can, you know, you get a bonus episode each week over on there and you get to watch all the episodes over there. And you also get invited to our monthly live show, which we do on Zoom, where everybody like from the Patreon all join and we do a top five and everybody gets to throw their £2 and it's really good fun. And
tend to record it with our tops off with just nipple tassels.
And bottoms off sometimes, it depends.
Sometimes, like, but the watchers can't see that.
No. No, I have got an under the desk cam, but that's for high-level patrons.
High-level patrons, yeah, exactly.
And you also get access to a huge, huge archive of never released to the public episodes, probably at least 200-300, I reckon. You can go and access all of that. So come and join the Patreon community and support the pod because, you know, we've given you 500 episodes for free. So, yeah, it's the least you can do, you tight bastards.
But if you're not a tight bastard, if you're actually the first time you've listened to this podcast, you've just found it online somewhere, welcome. We do top fives. We pick a top five. Sometimes we run through it with a guest or guests, comedians, musicians, people that do great in their profession. We just had Carla Valentine on. That was an absolute storm of an episode. That was an absolute corker. We do top fives. Today we're doing a top five.
We're not doing anything until we tell them about our sponsors.
Let's do that.
Southern Martial Arts. Go check out Renshi Sai James. We tag him in all of our posts and he can teach you how to look after yourself and not just physically, like mentally. Like you will learn a multitude of combat sports. I guess it's safe to say that his speciality is karate. But he's well versed in all manner of martial arts, as well as kind of just sort of, I guess you'd call it sort of street defense, really, just kind of teaching you some techniques to just find yourself sort of, you know, in your day-to-day life, being able to sort of, you know, limit the opportunity of putting yourself, should it ever present itself, in any danger. And if it does, then I can't stress enough, it's great to know that there's, you know, you might have a little bit of knowledge for a few little techniques that could, you know, maybe give you that few seconds of breathing space to get the hell out of Dodge if you find them sort of situations, which we hope don't ever present themselves. And you can do all sorts of stuff like that with Sai. So go give them a follow on the socials.
Southern Martial Arts. Yes, Renshi Shimon James has taught me many a special illegal ninja move that only the government will teach its top agents. The Goatsy, the Weeping Swan. Two really excellent moves.
You showed me, what was that one you showed me when we went away? The Flaccid Cock. That was good.
The flaccid cock for a space knot.
Yeah.
That was quite nice. If you like inane babbling banter like this, then go and check out the Say What podcast with host Big Papa J, the notorious FBT, and a guest in Lady P.
Whose birthday it was. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Big up the Lady P.
But yes, a bit like this, but even more crazy sometimes.
Far less unstructured.
A little bit less unstructured. So if this is the first time listening to this, you're thinking, shit, this isn't very structured. Mm. If you want a gelatinous mess of a podcast, go and check out Say What Podcast with Big Papa J. It's fucking funny. Mm. Justin Price might be the funniest man on the planet.
He's up there.
In my humble opinion. Mm. And I am pretty fucking funny myself. So, you know, from one comic to another, that is. Mm. One professional comedian to another. Don't need to comment on that, Shrew. Shall we just whiz straight into the top five?
Top five films based on a true story.
Oh, lovely.
You can kick it off.
All right then, mate. I'm going to start with a little-known film called Stander. I've mentioned it before. Maybe you've heard me mention this before. Starring Thomas Jane, who I love. He was in the horror film The Mist. He also played The Punisher. He's done loads of other small indie films like that. I love him. He was in The Expanse as well. Anyway, great actor. The Stander. Can you remember this one? I've bored you about this before, I think.
I probably switched off and didn't really listen.
It's about cops in South Africa, and it's cops and bank robbing. And basically, one thing leads to another, and maybe those two careers blur. And yet, at the same time, despite people sort of operating in what would be obviously seen as very grey territory morally, I can't help but think Stander, who it's based on, this guy, I think he's brilliant. I mean, he's an absolute... This movie, I really think you should watch it, Stu. I think you'd absolutely love it.
Okay.
It's about being a rebel, but also standing for things. And actually, he became sort of like quite well... You know, a large portion of South Africa see him as a bit of a legend, a bit of a Ned Kelly in many ways. And it's not very slept on. It's slept on this film. So when I like wrote this, I put Stander in. And then when I looked, I thought, have I missed any? And obviously there are so many films that you can have in this top five. But Stander wasn't mentioned. So either it's a shit film and I've got shit taste, or it's just a bit slept on. So I thought I'm going to start with that one because people might actually not have heard of the history of Stander. We don't follow a lot of South African culture in the UK, to be honest with you. We don't know a lot about their history, about who their heroes and villains are and what's happened in their countries, other than some of the more major headlines that, of course, we would understand, like apartheid, etc. Definitely give it a watch. It's fucking shit hot. It's quite long, from what I remember, which might put a few people off.
Oh, that sounds like a right bit of me, though.
Yeah, no, it's basically...
You thought I was taking a piss then, didn't you? And I wasn't.
No, oh, okay. Oh, like, good. I thought you was. No. I said it was a bit long. No, it is a bit of you, Stu.
Right.
He's a man's man as well. Me and you, we're men's men. Look at my hair. Men's men with in a room that I painted the floor bright fuchsia pink. Men's men, Stu.
I'm going to go for my number five. I'm going to go with Hotel Rwanda.
Good choice.
Have you seen it?
No.
So it's Don Cheadle and Don Cheadle.
Cheadle. And, is it Cheadle?
It's with an L. It's got an L, but I always pronounce it Don Cheadle.
Just because you're a prick.
Yes. Yeah. He's a fucking fantastic actor.
Great. Shout out to his performance in Boogie Nights.
Incredible in Boogie Nights. And it's all based around the Rwandan genocide and back in the mid-90s. And it documents his character's sort of efforts to save the lives of his family and 1,000 other refugees.
Wow.
Inside the hotel that he's at, the hotel that he works at. And it kind
What's the name of the hotel?
It's called the Hotel de Mille Collines.
They simplified that for the title of the movie.
But it kind of touches on all the sort of political corruption and just the fucking violence. He's quite unpleasant. It's absolutely fantastic. It's all about the I don't know if you what you'd call the sort of the the sort of not well, I don't know how you sort of frame it. You've got the Hutu controlled government, and then you've got the Tutsi rebels as well. And I think ultimately there's so much corruption as well within that, and it's fucking fantastic. And what he does within that hotel is unbelievable. It's a fucking incredible film. If anybody hasn't seen it, go check.
In terms of what he does in the hotel, what's he just doing? Changing the bed sheets and stuff like that.
Bed sheets, full English.
Really neat. Wow, full English living out there, eh?
Get a full English. He's kind of tops up a little bowl on the reception desk with like complimentary mints.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, loads of like really kind of cool shit. Sometimes tops up the little toiletries.
Does he let you take the toiletries? Are they like disposables? Can you see?
He won't allow it.
Yeah.
But if you do it, he ain't going to chase you.
He's going to turn a blind eye.
Yeah. Props to Sophie Okonedo, Nick Nolte, Joaquin Phoenix. It's a fucking great cast.
Oh, wow. That's a fucking wild lineup. That is.
Yeah, it's a fantastic film. What's your number four?
12 Years a Slave.
Oh, mate, I was thinking about that one.
Oh, it's such a powerful film. Recently, we spoke on that and some of the scenes within 12 Years a Slave. Like lines from films that make you cry, I think we did as a top five. And one of them is from 12 Years a Slave. We actually spoke about 12 Years a Slave quite a lot the other day. But how can you not just... it's Steve McQueen. I love Steve McQueen. Great, he's a great director. And it's based on... this gentleman, Solomon Northup, who was an American man who was basically kidnapped from one state in America and taken into slavery where it was legal in another state back when that was an actual thing. And it's about his fucking life trying to, trying to escape being a slave and try... How crazy is slavery in itself? And then, I don't know. I guess for Westerners, people also people from our background who were never sold into it, I guess the way 12 Years a Slave portrays it is because it makes it feel like, you know, well, that could be you. What happens if it was you? You could actually see it from that. You're just walking the street as a doctor. Before you know it, he's basically captured. Chiwetel Ejiofor plays the lead role. You've got Fassbender in it, Benedict Cumberbatch, Paul Dano. I think that someone won Best Supporting Actress as well. I can't remember her name. Adepero Odie? I'm probably massacring your name now. I'm really, really sorry. It's fucking shit hot. It's very powerful. There's some scenes in it which are really difficult to sort of watch. As it should be. It's not a film I put on Christmas Day.
Mm.
But it is a film I will go back to. I will return and watch it. Brad Pitt's in it. Oh, yeah, he does a little... slips himself in there as well.
Yeah, I watched that on an aeroplane, and that's not what you want to watch when you're going on holiday.
No.
Jesus fucking Christ, that is...
No, also for any poor bastard sat next to you, mate, to be quite honest with you.
It's a powerful film, that. It's one of them ones that when the credits are rolling up at the end, you just think... fuck me. Humans are awful fucking people. And,
tough, tough film. But essential watching. It's one of those ones that, I feel like you...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too.
Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You need to watch that shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's your number four, mate?
The People versus Larry Flint.
Oh, great.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. It's been a while.
Listen up, people. It's now just been added to ITVX, so you can watch it for free. Because I've been trying to find it for ages. It's not on Amazon Prime. You can't even pay for it on Amazon Prime to watch it. It's not on Netflix, but it is now available for free on ITVX. We're not sponsored by ITVX, by the way.
Yet.
People versus Larry Flint is the story of Larry Flint, who obviously, well, not obviously, but he started out literally as a kid brewing moonshine with his brother, and then basically set up a little go-go club in Cincinnati called Hustler. And then with the profits of that, he set up the famous Hustler magazine and basically started publishing nude pictures, essentially a jazz mag. He did also in 72 publish photos of Jackie Kennedy and Assis, which obviously caused huge amounts of furore. Larry Flint is played by the incredible Woody Harrelson. His wife Althea, who was a stripper at his club, who then become his wife, is played by Courtney Love, and she's fucking phenomenal in it.
Yeah.
Her life becomes more and more kind of bleak. She ends up contracting HIV, and I won't sort of go into any more detail about that. Woody Harrelson, his character, Larry Flynn, is so exciting.
Woody Harrelson. I love it when you get names wrong. Everyone gets annoyed. Yeah, go on, sorry.
Woody Harrelson is... phenomenal in this, and Larry Flint's character is, you know, so many anti sort of pornography activists, and all he's basically saying is the freedom of speech and the freedom of expression, and it just is the backbone of this whole film. And he's such a contentious character. He's fucking amazing. At one point, he gets shot on his way into call, ends up in a wheelchair, paralyzed from the waist down. In and out of depression and drug addiction, and then will come back clean, and then basically walk back in the office, and literally just keep pushing, you know, Hustler. And it's so fucking interesting that, I mean, he would turn up in court wearing T-shirts. One said, "I wish I was black," and the other one said, "Fuck this court." He was sent to a psychiatric ward when he spits water at a judge in one of them, and just relentless kind of push for freedom of expression and freedom of speech, and it's a fucking phenomenal film, and I urge you all to go over and watch Woody Harrelson. Who is a fucking incredible actor, and Courtney Love. And I should also say that the third other big player in that is his legal representative, and that's played by Ed Norton. So, you know, you're in for a fucking
a real treat.
Great
acting,
cast there.
Yeah, exactly.
What you got next?
Showdown. He died 2021, I just looked at.
Larry Flint.
Larry Flint. Yeah. He's passed away, 78. What is next? That is. Oh dear. The Revenant.
Yes.
My God. I mean, it's the first. So the Revenant stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy doing, you know, his accent in that is incredible, as they always are. I'd watch it just for his accents. And it's about basically, I don't know what year it is. I'm sure it's in the, what is it, the 1800s, the Revenant set. Let me have a look. In America. And it's basically, they are really, him and Tom Hardy.
It's
got to
be the 1900s, right?
1823.
Oh, right. Okay.
So he's basically a fur trapper. In the United States, taking fur coats.
Why does that sound like a sexual predator?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Basically, quick synopsis is he was a serial fur trapper. While hunting, the company's camp is attacked by a war party seeking to recover an abducted daughter that the fur trappers gang have. I'm not saying that Leonardo DiCaprio's own gang are obviously particularly very savoury, but effectively a lot of the trappers are killed, but he isn't. He survives, and they escape onto a boat, and then the survivors travel to a fort on foot. Eventually that he gets betrayed by Tom Hardy's character and left for dead, and also half eaten by a bear. And The Revenant is all about the fact that he basically he's seeking revenge on Tom Hardy's character for betraying him. It's fucking amazing. I mean, the betrayal, I don't want to go full details into what Tom Hardy's betrayal is, or the details of what happens with the raiding war party from the Native Americans. But it's fucking crazy. I mean, it's just shot beautifully as well. It's just incredibly, incredibly shot. And the story's just... it's mental. I mean, I have heard that maybe they have been quite, they have manipulated the story a little bit to make it seem a little bit more impressive than what it was. But I don't know. I don't know the full truth of it. I know that the movie, the quality of that film, just how it's shot, is just fucking brilliant. And DiCaprio at one point sleeps inside of a deer.
And I think Luke Skywalker in the Tauntaun.
Like Luke Skywalker. But that's what he had. That's how far he had to go in order to get this Oscar. But I think Leonardo DiCaprio actually did that.
It wasn't Luke, was it? Luke put Han in the Tauntaun, didn't he?
No, Han put Luke in.
So,
I mean, he actually slept inside this fucking deer in order to, so that when they capture him
waking
up
in the whole
of the
deer, or just if he's cocking the deer?
No, it's not one of the, you know, he's like new girlfriends.
Yeah, fur catcher.
Sub 25 girlfriends. No, he actually, like, obviously he sleeps inside the corpse of an animal, which is absolutely grim as fuck, man. But, you know, he wanted that Oscar. His role in that is great. I mean, there's loads of others that he did. Like, shout out to Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, dude, I can't believe you just done that. Literally can't believe you just done that. There goes my number one.
I've nearly stopped myself.
Oh, fucking hell.
I thought, as I was thinking to say it out, I thought, oh, we won't have that one.
No.
But you do. So shall we move on to your... do you want to discuss your Catch Me If You Can now?
No, I'm
going to
leave it. I'm going to replace it. I'll replace it. I want to talk about Hacksaw Ridge for my number three.
All right. Okay.
Have you seen that?
No, still not. It's on my list of ones to watch. And I want to say Andrew Murray, but it's Andrew Garfield, isn't it?
It is Andrew Garfield. And he plays Desmond T. Doss, who won the Congressional Medal of Honor, despite refusing to bear arms on religious grounds. So basically this film, he's ostracized by you know, many of the people in his fellow soldiers, because he was a pacifist, and you know, and he ended up earning that respect because the scene in this film, what these soldiers have to do is unbelievable, and just literally walking into death. What he does without a gun, systematically saves 75 men by running into it, picking them up, carrying them out, running in, picking them up, carrying. It's unreal. It's absolutely unreal. And when it pops up at the end that it's a true story, because I didn't know. I just watched it because I quite like a war film, and I put it on and I was just blown away by it. I was like, and then when it said it was a true story, it was just like, you fucking kidding me? Like, that's unreal. Like, how can a human being do that?
Yeah,
unbelievable. Hacksaw
and to think that, you know, like, people always think in war, like, the courageous ones are the guys fucking running around doing a Rambo. So that's not the case at all.
Yeah. He went into war without a gun. Like, he was on the battlefield just going, no, I don't really want to hurt anyone. Like,
imagine if everyone had that, if everyone had that fucking
The world would be a nicer place, wouldn't it?
It would be a different place.
Yeah.
And the biggest problem we'd have is population. Because, you know, there'd be not a lot of that, you know, we wouldn't be fucking massacring each other for a profit or for a religious goal. Great shout, mate. I do really want to watch it.
It's so good. I think that's on Netflix as well. Right, you're number three or two? Two.
All right, I'm going to go with, I could easily just ruin. I'm going to do another Leo DiCaprio one here, Wolf of Wall Street, just for fun.
Yeah. Rewatched that 2 nights ago.
Did you? Yeah. I mean, what the fuck? Obviously, The Wolf of Wall Street is all about Wall Street. Leonardo DiCaprio plays, what's the guy's name? Can you remember?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
The secret to summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Its signature scent of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com.
Oh, God. What is his name?
It is. It's coming back to me. It's really cut. Jordan Belfort,
yeah, of course.
That's it. And basically, he basically masters the art of selling fucking stocks and shares, doesn't he? And he creates...
horrific human being.
Yeah. Like, when I say masters the art, he masters the art of selling... without sort of like with making the sale the only goal, I guess, and teaching people, learn people, and training hundreds of people in how to convince people to part with their money. And so he is, you know, when you talk about the stockbrokers, he is that sort of like, you know, Gordon Gekko. It's but almost based on him, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Jordan Belfort is someone that you want to aspire to be, unlike, say, Andrew Garfield's character in Hacksaw Ridge, but it is, it just, like, the story just of the life of excess that they leave and how fucking whatever they were prepared to do to turn a coin, it's quite insane to watch. And I think they capture, and I think how it's directed, I think they really captured quite how excessive and insane that lifestyle is. Obviously, it's done by Scorsese. And DiCaprio's character, there's loads of incredible scenes in that, you know, he's worked quite closely alongside Jordan Belfort to really master the art of being, you know, being that guy and occupying that character. And there's lots of insane scenes in it. Obviously, it's accompanied by Jonah Hill, who basically took about 60 grand to play that role, which everyone applauds him for. But I wouldn't mind taking 60 grand for 3 months' work, would you?
Yeah, I'd take that. Yeah.
Margot Robbie's fucking quality in it. Matt McConaughey's absolutely amazing in it. There's a great list of people. And it does just really show the story of what it's like selling shares, stocks and shares, and the highs and lows of it, the corruption of it, the behaviour of those people. Yeah, great film. Great film. Funny film as well.
Absolutely. And yeah, it's there's some banana stuff in it. And yeah, I mean, there's big parts of that where he's one of the worst humans on the planet.
Yeah.
It's a very misogynistic film. But it's phenomenal. Okay.
What's your number two, mate?
Into the Wild.
Do you know what? I was saving that potentially as my number one, but I thought you might call it outside a backup.
So have you seen it there?
I wouldn't pick it as my number one if I didn't like it or I hadn't seen it.
I mean, directed and produced by Sean Penn. You know, you're off to a good start if he's involved. Mm-hmm. It's just fucking brilliant. It tells the story of Christopher McCandless, who, the best way to sort of describe this really, so he's got wealthy parents. His mum and dad have got a few bob, and once he graduates, his parents have these kind of ideas that he's going to go on and pursue this career, and basically they buy him this car, and he doesn't want it, and his goal is to basically to journey to the Alaskan wilderness and live there, and he cuts his driving license up, he basically rids himself of everything, gives his savings to charity and gets rid of all his possessions, and basically embarks upon this journey to, you know, to Alaska, and scored beautifully. There's some fantastic music on the soundtrack to it, and it's just a fucking beautiful film. The story that he goes on to get there, and then when he gets there, you know, things get tough. And it's just a really fucking beautiful and powerful film. Heart-wrenching that is true. Yeah.
So. The fact that it holds up a mirror, when you watch it holds up a mirror to your own behaviour. And it's such a nice contrast to something like The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you watch know what them I mean? Side like, by side,
They would be like the antithesis of each other, those two films.
Yeah, totally.
And it really, Into the Wild, holds a mirror up to you about our own behaviours and the insanity of what we do as human beings.
Yeah.
And how we've set up our societies and, you know, the routes we've gone down. It really, in terms of greed.
Yeah.
For greed and materialism. And I think that Into the Wild just makes you fucking, even with the ending as it is, it makes me want to go and do what he does.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely on Netflix. Honestly, you won't regret watching that if you've never seen it. What's your top spot, bruv?
This bloke wrote a book. His name was Henry Hill.
Mm-hmm.
The book was called Wise Guys. But again, Scorsese took that and they decided to make it into a little-known movie named Goodfellas.
I didn't even consider this.
Goodfellas is one of the greatest films of all time.
It's 100% one of the greatest films of all time.
One of the greatest American gangster movies of all time, with just absolutely insane character performances by De Niro, Joe Pesci and Ray Liotta. It's got an incredible soundtrack, much like Into the Wild, although completely different soundtrack. And it sort of like loosely tells the story of, an actual mobster, Henry Hill, through the 70s and 80s within the mafia. And it's fucking amazing.
Oh, it's so good.
Terrifying. It's, you know, it, you know, does it glamorize the life? It, in a way, it does, but then also it shows the massive drawbacks of being a wise guy. It's funny, beautifully shot, well acted. And yeah, just, it's just one of those films that I will watch time and time again. You know, it comes on and I'll just start watching a bit of it and then I'm fucking sucked into it. It's got incredible, incredible, like, just like the dialogue in it is great. For as long as I can remember, I always wanted to be a wise guy.
Is there a better opening to a film?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
fucking amazing, mate.
Yeah.
And to think that, you know, and I think living a life as a mobster is one that is fraught with danger, that will likely end one of two ways, dead or in jail. Possibly death by probably someone you know.
Mm.
You're lucky if it's just a bullet in the head, because often it isn't. And yeah, like, you know what? May you live in interesting times. I mean, any mobsters never lived a boring life. That's fucking sure. Now, I'm not saying morally it's a right life. I actually don't. I don't think it is. For most of them, you know, it's one that. I mean, if you ever watch something like Sopranos, you can't ever say that any of them are good guys.
No.
You know. But you can also, a lot of the time, find them funny, charismatic, can see sometimes that, you know, good and evil are funny terms. I don't think anyone's inherently evil or inherently good. Some people maybe. But for the vast majority, people have good in them, even mobsters and stuff. And Goodfellas is just, I guess that is the fucking poster boy for mob films, or at least one of them.
It's one of them ones that I file next to any of the first four Rocky films and Casino, that if I'm just flicking and then that's on, I'm like, oh, well, this is me for the next 3 hours. Like, I've seen...
Not short films.
I've probably seen Goodfellas fucking 100 times and yeah. It's like, doesn't... Whenever it's on, it's still
it's
so
not stale,
like,
is it?
No,
it's not gone stale, no. That film, like, at all.
Literally watched Casino about 3 weeks ago again, which is, you know, obviously just as good, you know, in my humble. Yeah, fantastic choice. Can't believe I didn't even think of that.
It's because you're a stupid prick.
Correct. I'll tell you who's not a stupid prick. Erin Brockovich, which is my number one. I love this film.
Still haven't watched it.
It's incredible. They've just made a film about 3 years ago called Dark Waters, which is very sort of similar kind of film.
Yeah.
But this stars Julia Roberts and Albert Finney, and Julia Roberts plays Erin Brockovich, unemployed single mum, who basically gets a job in this legal firm, because basically Albert Finney's character Ed takes pity on her and just gives her this job. She's feisty as hell, like really feisty, and not the sort of person you'd imagine working for a legal firm. Mm. And basically she gets given this case to look at by this company called Pacific Gas and Electric Company, PG&E. And what they're trying to do is purchase homes of residents of Hinckley in California. And the more houses that she goes to and visits, basically there's lots of kind of stuff that's being covered up. And she starts to find that lots of people in Hinckley have got sort of tumours, lymphoma, and all sorts of kind of illnesses that push her into sort of digging a little bit more and to find out that the groundwater in Hinckley is contaminated with, I think it's like chromium or something like that. And it's basically how she takes on this huge fucking corporate giant and basically one by one knocks on every door in Hinckley. And because she's not a suit that turns up, she's one of the working class. People talk to her and then they back her. And it's absolutely incredible what this woman does. It's unreal that one person with, you know, with a bit of focus and determination, just showcases that you, again, you know, if you're a single mum and, you know, not from a wealthy background, you know, it shows that with focus and determination, you can, you know, you can break that cycle, you know, and this really showcases someone's determination to kind of get something and basically for the good and in the process of doing that, you know, earns her stripes within the legal industry. And it's fucking amazing. And rightly so, they made a film about it. And it, yeah, it just documents her journey. And it's fucking remarkable. And yeah, Erin Brockovich, me number one.
Oh, mate, I need to fucking watch that shit.
Oh, you'd love it.
A very apt number one. There you have, guys. There you have it. I hope you've enjoyed this top five rundown with me and the Stew Meister.
Yeah.
As he likes to call himself. Go and check us out on Patreon. And also tap us up on Instagram. Tell us what we missed. What are your favourite movies? What have we fucked up? Where did we go wrong? There are so many.
Absolutely. Head over there now. Head over to Instagram and underneath the artwork for this episode, start listing them. What have we missed? Let's get chatting. And also, yeah, there'll be more Patreon content if you can't be asked to wait until next week for another episode of this. And yeah, come over there, join the gang, and come and hang out and feature on an episode on the next live show. We done, Glasson?
We're done. We out.
Bye.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.